You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our final passage this week comes from the book of Malachi. In the fourth chapter, the first to sixth verses. For behold, the day comes, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise, with healing in its wings. You shall go forth leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet, on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and ordinances that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest they come and smite the land with a curse. As we bring to a close our week of meditations, we have thought about three different things. We've thought about how close God is to each and every person who is known by him and whom he is calling to himself. We've thought about the need for repentance in the heart of each and every single person, about our need for reformation, our need to turn to the Lord, our need to change. And we've thought about the biblical imagery of how that change can metaphorically somehow even change the world in its physical construction, how valleys will be filled in, how mountains will be crushed down by threshing sledges, how deserts and wildernesses will become pools of water or streams. And here once again, there is similar imagery and similar thoughts. The Lord says through the prophet Malachi, "For you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings." Those who turn to the Lord, those who seek repentance, those who try to change, for them the Sun of Righteousness will rise, and he will have healing in his wings. And not only will they experience healing, but they shall go forth, leaping like calves from the stall, and they will be used to change the world in which they live. There is one final thought in this passage, where the prophet foretells what God will do. He says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." These, the final words of the prophet Malachi, are listed in many Bibles as the last words of the Old Testament. They are the ultimate hinge before the coming, the dawning of the New Testament. They herald the coming of John the Baptist, and they point towards the message of salvation that he is going to bring. But between these words, and before the coming of John the Baptist, and the message that he would bring, and the ultimate coming, in the first instance, of Jesus Christ our Lord, there was a period of many hundreds of years, when it must have seemed to the people that the Lord was silent, or had gone dark, or was not communicating in the way that they were used to. The book of Hebrews says that in many and various ways God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by a son. Between those two times, there was certainly a time for God's people to search, to cry out to him, to seek to hear his voice. We can be thankful in our day that the Holy Spirit is with us, that he speaks to us, that he convicts us of sin, that he desires us to change, and that he gives us grace to do that. May the Lord help us all to seek his voice, to know that he sees us, each one. May the Lord help us to repent, to turn towards him, and may the Lord change our world around us, that it might be more perfect, more pleasing to him, more what he desires it to be.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.covenantcommunities.org. servantsofthewords.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.